Live from Studio R, high atop Fox News World Headquarters, it's the Alan Colmes Show.
You force the debate on these critical issues. You ask some of the darndest, hardest questions.
Senator Ted Kennedy.
This is not a more secure world under this administration than it was at the end of the Clinton administration. And I think Americans are beginning to understand it.
I appreciate your show, and I appreciate you. You kind of have a certain charm, kind of like a warm-blooded snake.
And now, welcoming any and all opinion, any and all the time. Here is Alan Cole.
All right, welcome to the show. One of the blogs I read regularly, Glenn Greenwald, Unclaimed Territory, which is glenngreenwald.blogspot.com, and he had this hypothesis the other day. By the way, Glenn's book, How Would a Patriot Act, Defending American Values from a President Run Amok, so I guess you know where he stands, that's Working Assets, a publisher. And Glenn put forth this idea that if George W. Bush were a private citizen, he might be a felon and perhaps a convicted felon. Along with Glenn, joining us, Jed Babin, former Defense Undersecretary of Defense for Bush 41. We welcome Jed. He's also contributing editor to the American Spectator and the author of Inside the Asylum. Jed, we welcome you to the show as well.
Hey, Alan.
Glenn, give me your hypothesis here about Bush. Were he not president, were he not protected in the way he is protected, both by the press and those who support him, you're claiming he would be a felon. What do you mean?
Well, it's very simple. There's two parts to it. The first is that there's a law that's been in place since 1978 called FISA, which was passed by an overwhelming majority in both houses, 95-1 in the Senate, which says it is a criminal offense, a felony under federal law, to either eavesdrop on American citizens without warrants or to order the eavesdropping of American citizens without warrants.
All right, we're going to have to get Glenn. I'm sorry, Glenn, I hate to interrupt you. We have to get a better sound from Glenn's phone because we can't hear him well. So I want to see if we can solve this problem before we go any further so our audience can actually hear Glenn and get a better phone reception here. Jed, I'm sure you can disagree with this, but I want to get Glenn's hypothesis out there before you knock it down. So,
I know the rules. I'm not going to complain.
No, I understand. While we're setting Glenn up, hopefully with a better phone line, you know, this idea, and we're talking about what Judge Anna Diggs Taylor said when she ordered a halt to the wiretap program, and you know, this is the second court, is it not, a U.S. District Court that has said that the president broke the law, isn't it?
No, it's the first. And number one, I want Glenn to set himself up because it's going to be so easy because he is setting himself up. Judge Anna Diggs Taylor put as much constitutional scholarship in that opinion as you find in your average Batman comic book. This thing is a travesty of the law, and let me just start with one simple, very, very simple point. You certainly will understand it. It was probably so simple that even Judge Taylor couldn't understand it. There's a very specific provision. It's in 18 U.S. Code, Section 2511, Sub 2, Sub F, which says, and this is part of FISA, it exempts foreign intelligence information gathering from FISA. So, period, end of story.
All right, but you're saying foreign intelligence information gathering.
Yeah.
When it comes to wiretapping, when it comes to the NSA, some of what he was doing was domestic. It wasn't all foreign.
Well, no, that's not true, Alan. Every single one of those conversations, emails, and so forth had one side of it overseas.
All right, but that's only one side of it. Now we have Glenn back. Let's set this up properly. And Glenn, if we can now get you, hopefully with a better sounding phone line, to give us your hypothesis about Bush, possibly, if he were a private citizen, being a felon. Go ahead.
Right. The reason I say that is because the law that's been in place for 30 years, which is FISA, is a criminal statute, and it says that it's a federal felony, a federal offense, to eavesdrop on Americans without warrants or to order that eavesdropping. And the president admits and has admitted since the New York Times revealed it that the exact behavior criminalized by this statute is the behavior that the administration has engaged in. And they had a couple of legal defenses that they created as to why the administration, why the president has the power to break the law. The Supreme Court in Hamdan a month ago really did reject both of those in a different context, and now a federal court has rejected those,
right,
those same two defenses.
That was the other court, Jed. That was the other court I was referring to. But
okay.
but But the courts have said that the president broke the law, correct?
Well, no, Alan.
It's a criminal law. It's a criminal law.
You're saying, Jed, the court did not say that Bush broke the law?
The court said in Judge Anna Diggs Taylor's opinion, which, by the way, is going to be reversed immediately by the Sixth Circuit in toto, the fact of the matter is she found that the president did violate the Constitution and the separation of powers and the Fourth Amendment. However, what I'm sitting here and telling you is, number one, your premise is wrong. The Hamdan case did not say that the president could not do what he was doing with respect to taking people prisoner, holding people at Gitmo. All it said was he needed constitutional sanction for the issue of the military tribunal.
But he didn't have that constitutional sanction.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Glenn, you want to respond to that?
Well, first of all, in Hamdan, what they said was, even though the president has the powers under Article 2 to hold people as prisoners during war, he's required to do so in a way that complies with congressional law. He does not have the power to violate congressional statutes, even with regard to his powers as commander-in-chief, which is the central defense that the Bush administration had as to why they have the right to break the law with regard to eavesdropping and a whole host of other measures. So the Supreme Court's decision in Hamdan got rid of the only defense that the administration had as to why they're allowed to violate the law. We have a law in this country that says it's a criminal offense punishable up to 5 years in prison to eavesdrop without warrants, and there's no dispute that the administration is doing that.
Alan, it is disputed vigorously. Number one, this case is very likely to result in a finding that FISA is totally unconstitutional, throwing out the whole law. Number two, the Hamdan case did not, and I can say it again and again and again. I've read Hamdan. I'm a lawyer. I've practiced in front of these federal courts. I know what Hamdan says. It does not say that the president violated the law. It said that the president has the authority to do a lot of things in time of war, and all it said was because you already have a statutory framework in one sense and importing the Geneva Conventions in another, that Congress had to bless what the military tribunals were. The president has not violated FISA. By FISA's own terms, it exempts foreign intelligence gathering, period, end of story. So, Glenn's argument is silly just to start with. He's saying that if the president wasn't president, that he'd be in jail for violating FISA. Well, if the president wasn't president, he wouldn't have been able to order the TSA.
Well, we're talking about if indeed you broke this kind of a law, and if you violated the Constitution, What did U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor say? Why did she halt? Well, she ordered a halt to the wiretap program.
Right.
She said the president did not have the authority to do what he did. That's not breaking the law.
Well, number one, Judge Taylor's opinion is ludicrous. It's
well, that's
wrong,
your opinion. Well, wait a minute. You may not agree with her opinion. But either you respect the rule of law, as conservatives claim to do, or you don't. And until it's overturned, her opinion is the standing opinion, correct?
Well, her opinion has been stayed, so it has no force and effect at this point because it's been stayed pending appeal, and there's going to be a hearing on that in another few days.
All right, the order to stop the program has been stayed by consent of the parties, but her decision that the president broke the law, not just the Constitution, but also violated the criminal statute, is very much in full force and effect. And the fact that you say that the appeal is going to result in the president victorious means nothing.
Glenn, put your
scholars
money where your mouth is.
Lobsters of all ideologies, including conservatives, have said.
Glenn, you just don't.
Hold on, Jed. Let him finish. Hold on, one at a time. Let him finish, Jed. Then I'll give you a chance to respond.
There's ideological consensus among legal scholars that the president has violated the law. The administration admits that FISA covers the eavesdropping that they're engaged in. They're not even claiming what Jed is claiming, that, the FISA statute doesn't cover the eavesdropping in question. Everyone, including the administration, admits it does. The only question is, does the president have the power as commander-in-chief to break the law, to violate congressional limitations? This federal court said no, and contrary to what he's saying, Hamdan said no as well. The president has to stay within congressional limitations.